T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know him from various things, including NFL Network. He does an incredible podcast with our buddy Jim Trotter. Hustle and Flow. That was the movie. Hustle, Huddle and Flow. Hustle and Flow was the movie. This guy is all over the place, and he's got a cool announcement he's going to make here on our show as well. We welcome into the program none other than Steve Weiss.
Wiggity Weiss.
What's going on, man?
Man, what is happening? Good hearing your voices. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Did you sleep through the earthquake, or did it wake you up the other day?
The other night was about a week ago.
Yeah.
We had a minor shake at 4, and then we had a significant shake at about 4:45. So to answer your question, no.
I hear you, man.
Steve, we're trying to figure out, like everybody, man, this draft for us starts, I think for the NFL, starts at 4. All right. If you believe like we do, 3 quarterbacks are going to be taken, I don't care who they are. With the Falcons, it starts. Everything else kind of kicks off. With that said, I want to start there with you because I saw, you know, the piece you wrote, and I know you guys have been talking about it, you and Jim, on the podcast. What should we do?
Well, there's a difference in what should the team do, and you know what it might do. You know, look, if you're looking for probably immediate bounce, and you know, what kind of the need is. Because, you know, you talk to people, you know, general managers for years. When you're drafting in the top 10, you're drafting for need. They can talk that best player available stuff all they want. You're drafting for need. So they need, you know, offensive linemen. So Penei Sewell would be the need pick at 4, right? The Oregon tackle. He would probably best fit the need. However, you can't talk to anyone in the NFL who doesn't think the top 4 picks won't be quarterbacks. And I do think the Falcons are going to take a quarterback. You know, I said, you know, in the piece I wrote that Justin Fields, but it could very well be Trey Lance as well. That's what some people expect. And part of that is you get cost certainty with a rookie contract at that position while you build up all the other positions. And you got Matt Ryan at least for another season to keep you competitive. So, you know, that's part of the deal right there. So I think it's going to be a quarterback. I think the Falcons hold the pick. Because here's the other thing. People I talk to do not think the Broncos are going to move up from 9. They've already got a young quarterback. Adding another one really doesn't benefit what they're trying to do. So then you're looking probably at 15 with the Patriots. The Falcons really want to move back that far if they're trying to really load up their roster, maybe. But that's a significant dip from having 4 or 15 and acquiring a player who could really be a franchise guy for a long time to come.
It is Steve Weiss, guys, from NFL Network. Big announcement as well. Carl and I will get into it, Steve. But, Steve, the quarterback battle here, Justin Fields, in the minds of Falcon fans, seems to be the guy that everybody wants. Trey Lance, though, if Matt's going to be here for 2 more years with the cap issues, Trey Lance also seems like a good fit.
Yeah, I mean, again, and that's the thing. Some people say Trey Lance because he's big, he's talented, he's mobile, he's got the big arm. He's played in a system at North Dakota State that really translates to the NFL, as we saw with Carson Wentz, early in his career, how good he was. And so, that is another option. He's probably more developmental just because he only played 1 game last year. He hasn't played football in a long time. It could be either one of those 2 players. Remember, in the preseason, which is 3 games and 17 regular season games, we're not going to see starters. So the young quarterback is going to get a lot of run and game experience in the preseason as well. So that's something that could help someone like Trey Lance as well.
Steve, how do you pass up Kyle Pitts? 6'6", 260, because my guess is on playing day he'll be 260, 4.440, runs all the routes, you know, route tree, is excellent hands. How do you pass that up?
It'd be hard. It'd be really hard. I mean, you know, that's another thing. A lot of people, it's weird because, you know, a couple weeks ago, a lot of people were linking him to the Falcons. I guess they've done a lot of work on him, and that's where they were connecting the dots. But more so now, they're really thinking they're going to go quarterback. So, you know, Kyle Pitts, if they add him, I mean, that offense, they should be able to score. We're seeing a lot more 2 tight end type looks, especially with a flex tight end and an inline tight end. It allows you a lot of offensive flexibility. And you think of what Arthur Smith did with the Titans. You know, we had Delanie Walker on one side and Jonnu Smith on the other. You know, they were both kind of flex in line tight ends. So that is an option. Again, he's a player who I think would be absolutely dynamic. But let's say the Falcons go that route and they finish 8-8 next year or 9-7, whatever, in that range, and they're picking anywhere from 18 to 23, and they need a quarterback. Now they've got to get trade assets and stuff to get up, or trade assets to go get a Russell Wilson or something like that, unless they're going to continue to go with Matt Ryan and just make that commitment.
Right.
So, again, if you fall back, there's two things that really kind of come to heart on this. First off, if you pass on a quarterback this year, let's say they pass on Trey Lance and Justin Fields, and those guys go on to become Patrick Mahomes type, right? That type of success, you know, Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith may not be with the Falcons for more than 3 or 4 years.
Right.
And that is always, and guys, we have seen that drive. More decisions for teams taking quarterbacks, even reaching for them, because the fear of not taking one is greater than the fear or need than taking one.
And I saw, Steve, in the article that you wrote, Steve Weiss with us, guys from NFL Network, and another big thing coming up, too, for Steve on the resume. But, you know, Steve, I mean, Penei Sewell, we've talked about, you know, if you want to go get a Jonathan Ogden type that's going to be a bookend for your team for a decade, no matter who the quarterback is, some say that's a guy that it would be, you know, a blue chip you couldn't pass up.
It makes sense. And he plays a blue chip position.
Right.
Because, look, even if you put him at right tackle, and this is where we have to kind of get out of this left tackle thinking. You know, just like a couple of years ago, we had to get out of the left cornerback thinking.
Right.
Because some of the most elite pass rushers, T.J. Watt, Von Miller, Khalil Mack, they play on the left defensive end, the right side of the offensive line. So even if you have to play him on the right side, he's going to protect your quarterback. And that's a heck of an investment, because we know in today's football, offensive linemen are the hardest thing to find because teams don't have the time really to develop young players right away. And a lot of these players, like Sewell, come from systems that are really spread and open. And it's a lot more athletic type of blocking. And the transition to the NFL could be a little bit different when you're going against, you know, the Von Millers of the world and players like that. So he would be a heck of a pick. Look, the Falcons are in a sweet spot at 4. Mm. They're in a very sweet spot, which is why I don't think they're going to trade out. They may not take a quarterback, and it could be Pitts or Sewell. And no one and nobody is going to be like, that was a mistake.
Steve Weiss, our guest, guys, NFL Network. Again, the podcast Huddle and Flow with our buddy Jim Trotter. Check out all the stuff that Steve is doing, but you've added to your repertoire. What is going on with this announcement and the Falcons, Steve?
Fired up about this. So I'm going to be joining. Now, first off, let me preface this. I am not leaving NFL Network. Everyone's saying, are you leaving? Are you moving to Atlanta? I'm going to be remaining with NFL Network. I will be continuing to live in Los Angeles. But I'm going to be contributing video pieces and written pieces to the Atlanta Falcons, AtlantaFalcons.com, and some of their other media platforms, including this radio show, from time to time, as well as being part of the preseason broadcast crew, which I'm really fired up about. That's how this whole thing started, with conversations about that. And then it's kind of expanded to some things. But you know, I'll be involved in some of the, not draft coverage, but some things leading up to the draft. I actually will be with the Falcons for the draft for the NFL Network, which is also really cool. So it's just really cool kind of coming back to where a lot of things kicked off for me, and where, like with you guys, I've got just so many great memories and such great history of being in Atlanta and dealing with that team. So it's a natural fit, and really excited just to kind of be part of, and be part of and build on,
right,
some of the great stuff that some of the people involved with this organization have already established.
Well, we're big Steve Weiss fans. We're glad to be in the Steve Weiss business, Carl, here on Dukes and Bell. And it's a great, glad to see it, man. Hey, man, those checks cash too, baby. All right, Steve, real quick. Usually the Falcons historically have always gone up. You know, even Dan Reeves went up to get Mike Vick, which obviously was a great move. We went up to get Julio. But let's just say, and I've read your blog, I know the argument about the QB and everything. Let's just say that somebody like either the Broncos or Cowboys literally make us an offer we can't refuse. You like getting a quarterback in this draft, somebody like a Davis Mills or a Kyle Trask, and then loading up on your O-line, your corners, your safeties?
I do. I mean, and look, and that's they've got to draft a quarterback somewhere along the line. I mean, they just got to start to replenish that position. You know, and let's include Kellen Mond from Texas A&M. I don't know why this guy's not talked about more. He's a heck of a player as well. So Exactly.
You think so? Carl and I talk about it because I followed Jimbo at Texas. That offense was, I don't know, maybe that was on Jimbo, but sometimes it just felt like the governors were on that kid.
How many quarterbacks have we said that about?
Right.
I mean, how many of these guys coming out have we said that about? And they've transitioned. So, look, if Arthur Smith is the genius that he's supposed to be, then coach him up. And that's, you know, that's the other thing that we tend to forget so much about these quarterbacks. So all these offensive gurus being hired, if they're really the real deal, coach some of these guys up. That's why you were hired. That's why you were chosen over better leaders and coaches who may be on the defensive side of the ball to coach players like that up. But I would have no problem with him going in any direction because they've got different holes they can fill. And that, again, that's why being at four is a really sweet spot. If somebody wants to come up and get him, and let's say the Broncos at nine come up, you switch spots, you get a future one, or you get a number two or number three in this draft, fine. Then you've got other assets that you can use this year or you can compound them to use next year if you have to come back up and get a quarterback.
Emmy-nominated NFL Network journalist guy, Steve Wyche, again, for those who don't know the history, spent time here in the ATL. He's in L.A., but he will be contributing to the Falcons. He'll be contributing to this show. He'll be also a part of the Falcons, you know, pre-season broadcast team and a national contributor. So we'll be seeing more of Steve and hearing more of his stuff. Brother, congratulations, and we look forward to it.
Thanks a lot. Loving it, guys. Good talking to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.